In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Sundays before Christmas are dedicated in the Orthodox Church to the fatherhood and motherhood. And in some local Orthodox churches, for instance, like in the Serbian Church, it is distinctly the Father's Day, last Sunday, and the Mother's Day, today. Because last Sunday, there were the forefathers, beginning with Adam. And today, apart from the ancestors of Jesus, of whom we heard in the Gospel, it is also the whole story of already the nativity of our Lord and the story of the divine and yet human motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And indeed, in this fatherhood and motherhood are the fathers and the mothers of the whole of mankind. Every one of us who are standing here can consider this as our own days, as fathers and as mothers. And those of us who are not physically fathers or mothers may be fathers in a spiritual sense, even those who are not ordained, because they also can perform some kind of a fatherhood in a spiritual sense. And every woman can perform a motherhood also in a spiritual sense of a motherly friendship. Yet, sometimes people put a question. Why Jesus said once, "Do not call anyone father on earth, because you have only one father in heaven." And some of the Protestant sects, because of that, deny many things which are the holy tradition in the Church throughout the ages, and deny, for instance, the priesthood, deny many other things which are holy and sacred to us. In fact, the modern scholarship showed quite clearly by the analysis of the text that what Jesus meant was nothing else but do not call your father or any father on earth exclusively. Do not think that you got your life only from your father, from his flesh, so to say, because the only father of all of you, including your father and mother, is the Father in heaven. Jesus simply brought everything into balance, as he always did, as always was, the great and wonderful achievement of every his parable, every his sermon, every kind of his teaching. Actually, what this means is that there is a divine fatherhood of the Father in heaven. There is a divine motherhood also of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the original, in Hebrew, Ruach, is feminine. And in the beginning of the Bible, the Holy Spirit is portrayed as a mother who is developing the creation in the same way, even the same word is used, as a hen is developing the chicken in the eggs. And the motherhood of the Holy Spirit is clearly shown in its human application in the motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who received the Holy Spirit in order to become the Mother of God. So there is a parenthood of heaven, and there is a parenthood of earth. Heaven and earth united in the nativity of Christ. And that is something on which we have to meditate today and these days in approaching Christmas itself. And about the meaning of Christmas itself, of the nativity of our Lord, of coming down here from the divine world into the fallen human world and uniting in himself the divine and the human parenthood, both in every sense, physical and spiritual. About all that we shall know more on Christmas Day itself. Amen.